Now, this word called, and I think the word called and chosen deserve a little more investigation, because many are called, few are chosen. The implication being, especially for our scenario, that God's call to mankind is broad. The opportunities are big and they're all out there. God is big in his plans, which is generous. He gives everybody a call. He says, yeah, I want to use you. I want to make something of your life. I want to give you a reason for living. I want to plug you into an eternal destiny that is full of rewards. There isn't a person alive, good or bad, he says, that God isn't willing to give a calling to. The calling is broad. The calling is to as many as will hear. The calling is to as many as will come to the wedding feast. But not all of those called, in the final analysis, will be chosen to really do the master's business. This word called is from the Greek word kletos, K-L-E-T-O-S. It's an eta, not an epsilon. And it literally means invited. Many are invited. Many get an invitation. Interestingly enough, you know this word, kletos, more than you think. It comes from the root klesis, which means literally an invitation, and its root is kaleo, from which we get ek kaleo, the basis for ekklesia. The church is an invited group. They're invited to step out of the norm of their day and to pursue a destiny in God. So many are invited for such a marvelous thing. And I tell you what, I don't know about you, but that's what excited my heart when I first got saved. I said, there's got to be such a thing as a will of God for my life. I've been invited. You've been invited. We've all been invited. But have we all been chosen? Now, that's another word altogether. It's the Greek word eklektos, and that means selected. And the root implies favorite. Everyone was invited, but you end up getting favored. Everyone was invited, but did you end up being one of God's favorites? See, to fulfill your destiny, you have to become a favorite. I don't know about you, I don't like horrible people. I work with them. I love them. But when I make up my list of guests, I don't favor them. Because the call is so broad, the invitation goes to all, we sometimes think so does the favor. But that's not true. The invitation is to everyone. But what you do with that invitation will determine if you end up being a favored one, a chosen one. You see, the calling is up to God, but the choosing is up to you. The invitation is up to God, but whether you are favored by God or not is in your hands. I do not for a moment believe in que sera, sera. What will be, will be. Absolute nonsense. Yes, God is the Almighty God whose will is sovereign. Yes, God has a plan and he worketh in all things after the counsel of God and his own will. But no, you don't have to get in on it. You have a will. That separates you, my friends, from a plant. The truth of the matter is, the calling, the invitation is up to God, and God's invitation is broad, and God's invitation is big, and God's invitation is generous, the good and the bad. Who ever heard of such a thing? But the favoritism is up to you.